Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 18th day of the month of Cheshvan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please keep the following four children that we have collectively been davening for on this call: Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need of refuah have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held in Gaza, well over 400 days now. May they speedily be returned today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner, Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Foxbrunner will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you so very much, Rabbi Herman, Rabbi Naftali. It is a pleasure and a zchus and a merit to be here with you on this call and with the incredible Jews out there that I don't see, but I know you're there, you're listening to me. I so appreciate sharing this space with you. I want to talk about two quick points that are related to this call. This call, which is centered around tefillah, around prayer, around Tehillim. So I want to offer one idea from the parsha about Tehillim and something else, giving us a little bit of direction as to what we should be davening for. So first, in this parsha, Parshas Chayesara, we know the story. Eliezer sets upon his mission to bring back a suitable wife for Yitzchak, and he begins with a prayer. I don't think it was a Tehillim call. We know it was. The Torah tells us what his prayer was. He prays that HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him, that Hashem send him on the mission and finding the right wife for Yitzchak. The story unfolds, brimming with twists and turns, and the Torah and Torah lessons throughout each turn. And after he's successful, he comes back to Yitzchak. The Torah says that the servant told Yitzchak, paraphrasing the verse at the end of the parsha, the servant told Yitzchak all the things that he had done. Es kol ha-devarim asher asa. What does that mean? Rashi explains, he revealed to Yitzchak all the miracles that had occurred to him, that had transpired, the miraculous speed with which everything unfolded, that he found Rivka through his prayer. That's what he was relaying to Yitzchak. One of my great teachers, Rav Elia Baruch Finkel Zatzal of the Meir Yeshiva, has a very keen observation here. He said, the Torah, the words of the Torah are, Eliezer related all that he had done. As kol ha-devar masher asa, all that he had done. But Rashi explains that he's referring to the miracles that had occurred. Had he performed those miracles? Can we say asher asa, that he did? The answer is yes. How? Because he davened, because he prayed. Tefillah has the power to affect change, real change in this world. And when that change happens, although it happens through divine intervention, you are, so to speak, credited with the result. That's why the Torah credits Eliezer with all those miracles, saying all that he had done, asher asa. Here we are, 13 months into this terrible war. We here outside of Israel are still asking ourselves, what can we do? Yes, we can recite Tehillim and the like, but what can we do? And there are several answers to this question. But one answer to realize right now on this call is that Tehillim recitation is doing. It's accomplishing. The effects of our tefillah on ourselves and on the world around us and on the world half the global way are real, and it's incredible. A couple of summers ago, I had the privilege to visit Israel, where I was zocha merited to live for many years. And it was one of those, it was an amazing experience to be back and to witness the vibrancy of Jewish life and the incredible people. One afternoon, I was davening mincha at the Kotel, and I was focusing on my own davening, but we noticed things around us. And I couldn't help but notice a young boy, no older than 10 or 11, was davening near me. I'll tell you what the effect of his tefillah was. It reminded me of a story that they tell of a non-Jew who had the occasion to enter into the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin during davening. And it was an unusual encounter, and he was later asked for his impressions, unfiltered. And he said that I saw tens of Jews praying, and I saw one old man at the front talking to God. And he was referring to the Holy Chafetz Chaim, describing the nature of his tefillah as a real conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. This young boy reminds me of that story. His earnestness, his focus, his sweetness, his supplication. I don't think I understood that word until I saw this boy. And I was just overcome with an appreciation. So I decided to wait and share some nachas with his father. After davening, I went to his father, and I told him how impressed I was with his son. And I asked him, what's your secret? How do you teach a child to daven like that? So he smiled, the sweetest smile, and he told me, we couldn't have children for a long time. We waited a long time for this boy. And during that time, we davened. And what you're seeing is the effect of those tefillahs. So that's lesson number one for us in this call. Very quickly, lesson number two. This is a point I heard from my farusa last night. I really wanted to share it with you. We're talking about the power of prayer, the effect of our tefillahs, how we can affect real miracles. At the same time, we have to remember that it's not about us. It's not about gaining credit. And we're also not supposed to pray for miracles. So what are we davening for? The Gemara in Makos teaches us that the Torah says that a sinner gets 40 lashes. But the sages explained that it wasn't really 40, really 39. In that Gemara, Rava remarks, he says, how silly are people that they stand up for a Sefer Torah? They don't stand up for a great man, a Gava Rabba. For in the Torah it says 40 lashes. The sages came and they subtracted one. That's the hallmark of a great person. Why is that the hallmark of a great person? So yes, partially it's the notion of the ability of the sages to shape and pack and reveal the Torah to us. But there's another reason as well. A great man is someone who takes action to alleviate someone's suffering. Even when that person is a sinner, perhaps deserving of the suffering, which is not what we're dealing with. But even in that case, he does everything he possibly can to try and alleviate the suffering. But here's the clincher. We're not celebrating the ability to remove the entirety of the suffering to perform miracles. The celebration here is of the ability to lower lashes from 40 to 39. I don't even know what that is. It's one out of 40. What is that? But what that is a hallmark of greatness. If we are able to save a tiny little bit of suffering, that is an incredible thing. Sometimes we want our prayers, we want this at the end of this call to hear that all the hostages were released and the war is over. God willing, that should be. We have to remember the incredible importance of the smallest effect. If there's one mother at home worried sick about her husband, there's one soldier who's scared, if there's one anxious child who can't focus on his studies, on his learning, and our tefillah can affect 1/40th of that salvation, that is the stuff of incredible, incredible people. So without further ado, reflecting upon this idea of the power of tefillah and the focus on alleviating even the smallest degree of suffering, let us share these few moments in recitation of Tehillim. I'll start with the first Tehillim, Tehillim Chaf, 20. Lanatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha, Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'lozcha yidash neselo, Yitein lecha chilavavecha, V'chol atzasecha yinalei, Niranana b'yishua secha uvishein aloheinu nigol, imali adonai kol mishala secha. Atal yadati ki yashia adonai mishicho, ya'aneyu Shmei Kadsho, the Gvurot Yesha Yimino, Eilev Rechev, Eilev Asusim, Vanachnu Rishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heima Karu Vinofalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vinisodod, Adonai Hoshi Yohamelach Yaneinu, Vyom Terenu, Ilm Chavkimo 23. Mizmor David, Adonai Roi Lo Echzor, Minos Desha Yaditzeini, Ame Minuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheini B'maagle Tzedek B'man Shemao, Gam Tiyelech V'gei Tzamoves, Lo Iroro, Ki Ato Imadi, Shifecho U'mishantecho, Heimo Yinachamuni, Taroch Refonai Shulchon, Neget Toreroi, Yishanto Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivoyo, Achtov V'chesed Yedifuni Kol Yemei Chayoi, V'shafti V'veis Adonoi Li'olech Yomin, Telem Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir Lamalov, Esoyenai El Heorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonoi, Osei Yishomayim V'horet, Al Yitain Lamot Naglecho, Al Yonum Shomrecho, Hine Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Adonoi Shomrecho, Adonoi Tzilecho Al Yad Yiminecho, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecho V'yareach B'loilo, Adonoi Yishmorcho Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecho, Adonai Yishmoy Tezcha V'Urecha Me'ato V'Yad Olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMalos Imam Akim Kasich Adonai Adonai Yishima Zikoli Tieno Oznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmor Yo Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imcho Hasulicho L'man Tivorei Kivisi Adonai Kivso Nafshi V'Lidvoro Hocholti Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'hadei mofedus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosov. Elam Kuf Membeis 142. Maskil David, v'yosob b'meoros v'filo, toli el Adonai ezok, toli el Adonai eschanon, v'shvoch l'fonav tzichi, t'rasi l'fonav agid. Tisatef alai ruchi, v'ato yedako nisivosi, v'orach zu aleich, tom nufach li, habet yaminu re'ei, v'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, v'ach dilech adonoi, amati ato machzi, chelki de'eretz hachayim, v'kshi ve'ori nosi, ki delosi me'od, hatilenu me'od fai, yamsu mimeni, v'tzio mimaske nafshi, lodos es shemecho, pi yachtiru tadikim, We'll say Achenu in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashizyo omdim bein bayom uvein beyabosho amokam yirachem aleihem v'yotziye mitzara l'rovacho u'me'aseva l'oro u'meshibud l'geula hashra ba'azolo v'zman kari v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Derech Avesteinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayele Tzelo Hagnav Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon HaOmdim An Mishmaretenu V'Arei Eloheinu Bigvul HaLevanon V'Amibar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayom HaGadol Abavo ha-ravo, umikol mokom shehen, be'alosha, ba'ayit ba'avir uvayom. Yitain Adonai es oyivenu ha-komim aleinu nigofim lefneihem. Bekodesh Baruch Hu yishbo v'yatzil es chayelenu, bikol tzor v'tuko, bikol negel ma'chulo. Yishlach v'rocha v'atzbocha v'chol ma'ase yedehen. Yad be'erson einu tachdehen v'yatzvein v'chet yishua uv'yateret nisachon. Yikuyam v'hem ha-kalsuv ki Adonai elhoichem ha-olech imachem li'lochem lachem imorzeichem v'shia eschem v'namar amein. A Mishaberech, a prayer for those in captivity. Mishaberech, Avosenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivorech, Yishmor, Yintzor, Es, Nedre, Tzvo, Haganoi, Yisrael, Ushmiyov, Es, Kol, Achenu, Hanestunim, Batzaru, Vashivya, Abur, Shekol, Hakahol, Hakadosh, Hazeh, Yispala, Bavuram, Akadosh, Baruch, Yimole, Rachamim, Aleihem, Vyotiye, Michoshech, Litamoves, Umosu, Sehem, Inatek, Uminitukosem, Yoshiem, Yishiva, Meher, Vachik, Mishmachosehem, Yadu v'Adonai chastov niflaosov l'vnei adam, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופתויי אדנו ישובו, ובואו ציון בירינה, ושמחה סעוד מהראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונוסו יבן ואנחו ונאמר אמן. And finally, Misha Derech for Cholim, for those who are sick. Misha Derech Avoseinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron, Dovru Shlomo, V'Yivorech V'Yirapei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoleh Rachamim Aleihem Rachlimam Barafosam Rachzikam Rachyosam Yishlach Lehem Meher Rufur Shalema Amin HaShemayim Vermachai Vareihem Ushasa Gideihem Yisoch Shal Choli Yisrael Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf HaShabag Lovet Mankariz V'Namah Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fox Stunner. Look forward to having you back on, please God, in your Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.